Now we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowls? Yeah. Masters of the fundamentals.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they still have to work out, and they still have to practice, and they still have to get sore and get their heads beat in over a bag of wind.
That's right.
I played it, liked it. I like to bang into people. But high school is for the men. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So the fundamentals of faith. Now, because of our time, I'll read through these. We started off, we began with Romans 3:27. By works, no, but by the law of faith.
Yes.
Laws are predictable. Once you know all of the elements of a certain spiritual law, then you can understand how to work it every time.
Yes.
When I first read Hebrews 11, I told Gloria, I mentioned it earlier, this is the Hall of Fame of faith. I mean, this is everybody that is anybody.
Yes, sir.
But I did not know the laws. I said to her, if we could just figure out how to get this faith, we'd be there. Well, I finally came across Kenneth E. Hagin and found out how to... I had to learn. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So, there are spiritual laws. There are laws of physics. Well, the laws of physics seem like they change every day. They don't. People discover more about them.
Right.
And the more they discover, the more they find out how right the Bible was all the time anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Faith is a spiritual force. It is not a mental force. The number one fundamental of faith is believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Mark 11:23, Romans 10:10, 2 Corinthians 4:13, Luke 6:43-45, Matthew 12:35-37, Mark 5:25-34, Matthew 12. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart.
Right.
We'll see that in just a moment. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. That one really bothers people. But it really doesn't when you understand it, because that's what God does. God appeared to Abram and said, I have made you the father of many nations. And he's 100 years old. But he had the authority to do it.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
So he'd already planned that. Well, now, after we learn from the Word, he planned that before the foundation of the world. Because his plan was to get the blessing back, and he had to go through Jesus to get it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, what did he do? He called things that be not as though they were.
Right.
I have made you the father of many nations. Now listen to me.
That's right.
He had the authority to do that.
Yeah.
World War II, there was an outstanding aviator by the name of Scott, Robert Scott. He wrote the book, God is My Co-Pilot.
Yeah.
And just an outstanding man to start with. Well, the war is getting really on into it. And a general said to him, Scotty, now he was a major. He said, Scotty, I need you to be a full colonel. and I thought maybe these eagles would be doing good. He jumped a grade. Mm-hmm. Why? He had the authority to make him a colonel.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And God hasn't lost a bit of that authority.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So, this is just as much a manifestation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit as if all three of them were standing here.
Yes.
Because this is their word.
Yes, sir.
Why is it called the word of God? Because it's his bond.
Amen.
He's not a man that he should lie. It's impossible for him to lie. It was not impossible for Jesus to lie. He just refused to do it. That means we can refuse. And the Sunday school teacher asked a little boy one time, what is a lie? He said, it's an abomination to God and an ever-present help in a time of need. Faith demands corresponding action. So, open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11, please. Pastor, I was thinking about when you were speaking earlier. Jesus said, Father, I have kept them in your name. We think about praying in the name of Jesus. But the book of Proverbs says, the name of God is a high tower, and the righteous run into it. Think about this. He said, I have kept them in your name. They came back and said, even the devils are subject to us in your name. He said, well, that's wonderful. But be glad your name's in the book of life.
Amen.
Oh, yes. That's the book. Praise God. That's the book that this book is based on. The 11th chapter of Mark. When they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethany and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. He saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, or there next to you. And as soon as you be entered, you will find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. If any man say unto you, why do ye this? You say that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him there, here. They went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways meet, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said, what are you doing? They said unto them, even as Jesus commanded, and they let him go. That's a word of knowledge.
That's right.
In action.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, how did he know that colt was there? How did he know no one had ever ridden him?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on,
sir.
That's right.
And may I ask you something? Have you ever tried to ride a never-ridden burro?
No, sir.
That's a heap of trouble. A little colt.
Yeah.
Little green one. But not with Jesus on him.
Amen.
Now we need to learn a lesson here.
Yeah.
What do you think the little colt thought? And he goes back to the stall and says to one of the others, you should have seen what happened to me today. People were throwing leaves in front of me.
Yeah, that's right.
They were shouting, "Hosanna to me." Oh, oh, oh. No, they weren't, little buddy. You were just hauling him around. And that's who we are. We're hauling him around. They're not throwing those things at us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's a big lesson to be learned there. They went their way and found the colt and so forth. They brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and he sat on him. And that little fella just stood there. The power and the love of God was there. Amen.
Amen.
Many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they that went before, they cried, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. He went into the temple. Do you suppose the man was at the beautiful gate? Well, sure he was. He was right there. And you don't think Jesus passed him by, do you? He would, every time he'd go through there, he'd say, "Judas, in the bag." So when Peter and John came in there, he looked up expecting to receive from them. Well, of course he did. Jesus had them give him something every time he walked through there.
Wow. Yeah,
but he didn't raise him up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But on the other hand, he did.
Yes, sir.
Because it happened in his name.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
And his name can do anything he can
do.
He said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Now you go in my name."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My dad, every time he'd walk, I don't care who you were, he'd walk up and say, "I'm A.W. Copeland. I'm a National O-Line Insurance Company." Just a big smile on his face all the time. Before that, he'd say, "I'm A.W. Copeland. I'm a Drones Business College." He was with Drones for 16 years. He was with National O-Line 18 years. He did such an outstanding job there that the vice president of the company called him. This is big in the life insurance business.
Sure.
And they said, "A.W., we're going to go ahead and invest your renewals, and we just go ahead and give you the other 2 years. Because we know how interested you are in Kenneth's ministry."
Praise God.
Well, from then on, he said, "My name's A.W. Copeland, and I'm with Kenneth Copeland Ministries." 24 years.
Praise God.
And went home at 96.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Now watch this. We're into something here. He went into the temple, and when he looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. That is huge. He just had a scripture-fulfilling experience. This whole thing had already been foretold about him.
Amen.
Now he's going into the temple, and stayed there the rest of the day and didn't do anything.
Wow.
That's the wisdom of faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We know why. His father didn't say anything. And he didn't do anything. So he just went home and went to bed.
That's good. That's right. Amen.
And slept on it. And thought about it. And meditated on it. And prayed about it. To find out what to do in there the next day. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, this is a huge lesson for us to learn. Walk into a church situation sometime that just... I had to learn it like this. Jesus said, more than once, but he said it particularly in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. When you begin receiving financial prosperity 100-fold with persecutions, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because to the devil, since Jesus is not here, the worst thing he can think of is a preacher with more than enough money to do what he's called to do.
Come on.
Because he's been able to hold it back for centuries, thinking you're supposed to be poor.
Come on.
When that's unscriptural.
Amen.
He wasn't poor.
That's right.
That's right.
And I heard people say he was born to parents that were obviously poor. No, they were not.
That's right. Yeah.
We have information on them.
Mm-hmm.
I learned most of what I know about that from Rick Renner.
Yes.
Mary went to a girls' school in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And Joseph was a wealthy man, so he came from a wealthy family to start with. Yes. Do you have any earthly idea that the God of the universe is going to put his child in the hands of some poor people
Amen.
That don't know how to live?
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Yes.
Come on.
And then on top of that, he loaded him up.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the Magi.
Yes.
We three kings of Orient are. That's a big mistake. It talks about three gifts.
Yes. Yes. Three kings. That's right.
Yep. Amen.
Yes. So good.
And they never were at Bethlehem.
No.
They went to Jerusalem first and then to Nazareth.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's good.
They presented, the scripture said they presented him their treasures.
Yes.
They made a presentation of treasures
right.
and mentioned three very important
yep.
ones. Why? To finance this ministry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
So good.
There was a big city 4 miles from Nazareth
mm-hmm.
that was the banking center of that whole
That's
area.
Right. Yes.
So that financed them while they were in Egypt. God took care of him financially. He never was poor.
Nope.
Judas was his treasurer.
That's right.
Yes.
Poor people don't need treasurers.
Come on.
And there was so much there, he was stealing it, and nobody but Jesus
yes.
knew it.
That's right.
Peter'd have killed him.
Yes.
That's right. That's yeah. really let everybody know it.
Yeah.
He'd have just throttled him, man. Right, you know, who do you think you are?
Right, right.
That's good.
Very good.
All of these things are extremely important to the teaching of faith.
Hi, Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer, so you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you.
My name's James Satcher, and this is my wife, Monica. For 7 years, we actually were working in and out of Haiti, based in the U.S., but going there. We planted churches, led people to the Lord. We actually saw 80,000 people give their heart to the Lord. And the lion's share of the fruit that we saw in Haiti was because of the partnership of KCM, of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Then God started transitioning our ministry, and he really used Monica to do that by starting Acts of Love.
I went to this meeting, and the person there said, hey, we don't have anyone in the strip clubs here. You should pray about going to the strip clubs. And I had no idea what that looked like, you know? But, I mean, it registered in my heart and it went off, and I just went to the Lord about it, you know? But I'm like, how do you do that? And when I was seeking the Lord about it, I had seasoned ministers who are wonderful, who were telling, in this type of ministry, who were telling me, you can't go in preaching Jesus. You can't go shove Jesus down their throat. You know, these girls have been raped on the church pew. They have, you know, they don't trust people. And I mean, I heard from person after person, you have to build a relationship with them. And I went to the Lord about it because, you know, I trust these people. They're good people. And looking back, I'm not judging them. That's what they have enlightenment on. But the Lord is using me and my ministry to bring truth to that. It's blinders from the devil. And it's John 4, it says, do not say there's 4 months to the harvest. You know, don't say you can't reach Hindus this way. You can't go in the ghetto this way. You can't go in the strip clubs this way. The gospel works everywhere. You know, and Jesus saves everywhere, in every language, in every culture, it works. The gospel works. I said, Lord, am I supposed to focus on having a relationship with these girls and getting them to trust me before, you know, I talked to them about you and things like that. And it was almost like having Brother Copeland, you know, he yells at you, you know. Jesus said, they can die next week and go to hell with a relationship with you, but they won't with a relationship with me. And I said, yes, sir. And we've had 3 girls that we know of that we've met one time and led to the Lord that died because the girls reached out and told us 2 overdosed and 1 was murdered. And so when you think about the lifestyle of these girls and at any moment, how real it is that it could be their last day, but in reality, that could be you, that could be me, that could be the person next to you in Walmart or anywhere. So it's so important to preach the gospel. Be bold with the gospel and offer Jesus to everyone you meet. The Lord said, a brothel will be a brothel to a church in a day. And we've seen taste of it. We've had a complete dressing room, all the girls, the Holy Spirit fell. I am your comfort. This is us in a strip club delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Girls are getting saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, laid out on the floor, and the manager loves it. It's just wonderful. Glory to God. And it's just amazing. And we've seen miracles, deaf ears opened, breast tumors gone. We have a girl that we pray with her, and the Holy Spirit touched her. She fell back on the makeup table, and I baptized her that Sunday. She went back home that next week, and she graduated top of her class. She's trick riding horses, and I think she probably messages me once a week thanking me for coming in the strip club. Like, she just loves the Lord, and she gives all the credit to the Lord for where she's at, you know, and he's just been taking her every step of the way. And then we have girls that we just text, and they're in the life for a year or two before they realize their identity in Christ and that they have the strength and what they need to get out of there. You know, we've seen it all.
KCM puts out good, faith-filled, joy, overcoming, victorious word. And that's what you need when you're going into a tough situation. God hears the voice of those women in those situations. And when God hears and when he moves, he sends really the best. I think that's why KCM has been so good to help us, because God cares about them, and he wants them rescued.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every born-again child of God has God's faith living on the inside of them. We can declare and preach the word of God boldly, offering Jesus to everyone around us. Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. Monica has that revelation. She is living boldly for Christ and his wisdom and his love, and lives are being saved, healed, and delivered. God has victory and breakthrough for all of us. His best is for you to live the most exciting, fulfilled life you could ever dream of. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray on behalf of our viewers today, and I receive them sanctified into the kingdom by the faith of your Son, Jesus. Your love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and it never fails. I pray for your blessings of goodness to move on them today in a special way, so they know and experience how much you truly love them. I pray the manifestation of the desires of their heart come forth, producing in them boldness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer, call KCN's prayer line. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. Get the voice of victory in your heart and say it with your mouth. The greater one lives on the inside of you, and he is greater than anything or anyone in this world. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.